In her briefing to the Security Council, Ambassador Heidi Tagliavini of Switzerland, who chairs the OSCE's contact group on Ukraine, stressed the need for the guns to be silent in eastern Ukraine. She pointed out that when the first ceasefire agreement was signed in Minsk in September last year, the death toll of the conflict already stood at around 3,500.
5 months later, when the implementation package was signed in Minsk on 12 February and the declaration of the four heads of state and government was agreed upon, the death toll was already close to 6,000, not mentioning those missing in action.
Ambassador Tagliavini said today there is a de-escalation of the conflict in eastern Ukraine, which she hoped might become an irreversible process.
A sustainable ceasefire and the continued process of de-escalation, including the withdrawal of heavy military equipment, are, in our opinion, the indispensable prerequisites to any further progress on the way toward a peaceful settlement. Let me repeat this. Unless the guns fall silent, there will be no hope for stabilizing the situation, let alone for peace.
Over the past 2 days, government and rebel forces have taken steps to comply with the Minsk agreement, said Ambassador Ertugrul Apakan, the head of the OSCE Special Monitoring Mission to Ukraine, SMM. Ambassador Apakan said the SMM is ready to carry out its responsibility of monitoring and verifying the withdrawal of heavy weapons from a defined security zone.
On 13 February, immediately after the conclusion of the package of measures, we wrote to the signatories to make clear what information is needed from them if SMM is to conduct this work. This includes what heavy weapons they have, where these weapons are now, and which routes will be used to withdraw them, and where they will be located after they have been withdrawn. The parties have provided answers, but the information received is not yet sufficient.
Ambassador Apakan stressed that a full and unconditional ceasefire remains what he described as the foundation for the further implementation of the Minsk Accords. Derek Mbata, United Nations.